USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have passed a bill in the House banning what they're calling military assault-style weapons. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler calls assault weapons a weapon of choice in deadly mass shootings. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes Democrats are coming for your guns.
They don't care about that fundamental liberty law-abiding citizens in this country enjoy. And they're coming for your firearms.
The bill faces long odds in a 50-50 Senate. Federal health officials are stockpiling over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccines do still have to be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Flooding is causing havoc in Kentucky.
Mudslides, swollen rivers, downed trees, and homes being washed away. Monsoonal moisture stretching across the country Thursday night brought Kentucky pain and suffering. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger. Our death toll is growing, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Herschel Walker is bringing some big-time political firepower to his bid to win a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. The Republican speaking alongside former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich at an event near Atlanta.
I think this is probably the most important Senate race in the country because I think Herschel Walker will do more to change and energize the Senate than any other candidate I know of.
One of the many races people are watching in a 50-50 Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov Friday, during which Blinken says he discussed a notable U.S. proposed prisoner exchange designed to bring WNBA star Brittany Griner, as well as Paul Whelan, who is accused of spying by Russia, home.
I urged Foreign Minister Lavrov to move forward with that proposal. I'm not going to characterize his response, and I can't give you an assessment of whether I think things are any more or less likely, but it was important that he hear directly from me on that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking a trip to Asia as the world watches for her possible stop in Taiwan. Republican Congressman from Wisconsin Mike Gallagher says the United States needs to stand its ground.
It is a mess, I grant you that, but we just can't be intimidated by the Chinese Communist Party.
Will Smith is offering an on-camera apology to Chris Rock Friday in a YouTube video for slapping Rock on stage at the 2022 Academy Awards.
I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out.
The video was titled, It's Been a Minute. Smith resigned from the Academy following the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.